You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
For over 5,000 years, young men would send buffalo over a cliff to their deaths. Buffalo burgers.
This is episode 284 for the 11th of October, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. Located in southern Alberta, Canada, head-smashed-in buffalo chump was used by the Blackfoot tribe and their ancestors to kill buffalo by the dozens in one shot. They would drive the buffalo from grazing areas in the Porcupine Hills about 2 miles to the west and into drive lanes that were created by hundreds of stone cairns. Specialized buffalo runners would dress up as coyotes and wolves to drive the buffalo where they wanted. Eventually, the buffalo would reach the 36-foot-high, 1,000-foot-long cliff, and the ones in front would be pushed off by the weight of the crowding herd. They would break their legs from the fall, and other Blackfoot warriors would finish them off with spears and clubs. The site was in use at least 6,000 years ago, and the bones deposited are 39 feet deep. After killing as many buffalo as they could, the Blackfoot tribe processed the carcasses at a nearby camp. The buffalo were used for many things, including tools from the bone and house coverings from the hides. The wealth of food allowed the people to enjoy leisure time and to pursue artistic and spiritual interests. The name of the site in the native language is, and here we go, Estepa Skikikini Kots. Legend has it that a young Blackfoot wanted to watch buffalo jump from the top, but was buried underneath all the falling animals. He was found dead with his head smashed in. Nice. The site wasn't abandoned until the 19th century and European contact. It was first recorded by Europeans in the 1880s and first excavated by the American Museum of Natural History in 1938. It was named a World Heritage Site in 1981. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.